107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. He's here. It's been an amazing season. Mark Fuhrer on the phone line with Stratford Summer Music. Good morning, Mark.
Jamie Caudle.
I'm surprised, Mark, you'd have the energy to do that this morning after what was just an amazing 25th season, Mark.
Hey, thanks for saying so. Yeah, we're pretty happy with how things went. There were no major emergencies except for, a waterway in Stratford draining, but other than that.
But you pivoted. There you go. That's Stratford Summer Music at its finest. You pivoted.
Well, yeah, it's not like we haven't had to do that in the recent past because of COVID, I guess. But in the end, you know, having the boat kind of stay there, stuck in the mud, as it were, and the folks at Here For Now, our friends there, giving us a little bit of a stage to play with, we were there by the water with our performances anyway, and we drew kind of record crowds, not this last weekend, but the previous weekend. So it was all good. I mean, I would love to see us continue to stay on the dry side of the water, shall we say, moving forward.
Yeah, it was quite picturesque down there along Veterans Drive, if you will, sort of between the boathouse and the abandoned shell, near the cenotaph. It was just a picturesque setting. And the Shovel Demons, Mark, over the weekend.
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, you know, one of the great things about being a director of a music festival is that you get to look back at your own personal history and say, what did I really enjoy as being a kid? And so the Shuffle Demons finished our 25th season pretty much expressly because when I was a kid, they lit a fire in me of just the pure joy of being able to be in front of a crowd and do crazy stuff and funky stuff and stuff that would leave people with a smile. So I was thrilled we were able to do that. And also thrilled that we had the Ingersoll Pipe Band to start us off. You know, we kind of had that as a bit of a surprise for people who didn't know, and they did a fantastic job of kind of putting us into the spirit of a big finale of 25 years. They themselves, by the way, the Ingersolls, they're celebrating 115 years of operation.
Yeah.
But they have a tattoo happening next Saturday, or this coming Saturday, I should say, from 2 to 4, where they have 6 pipe bands making an appearance. And then the Shuffle Demons, this is their 40th anniversary, so we had 3 big anniversaries happening on Sunday.
Yeah, including, of course, the 25th for Stratford Summer Music. So again, Mark, it was 4 amazing weeks. What were your other highlights looking back at this season?
Well, personally, I'd say right from the get-go, our opening show of Carmina Burana was pretty special. That was a larger production than anything we've tried to do in terms of producing in-house since I've been involved, so that was great. I also really enjoyed, as always, the SSM Jazz All-Stars at the Revival. They always sell out. They always do an amazing show. They leave us feeling elated and aspirational, too. I'd say there were a few great performances like theirs and also like Stuart Goodyear doing the Goldberg Variations, Emily Jean Flack out at the museum space. I mean, these were performances that left us feeling like, hey, you know, there's still a reason in this world that seems to be going crazily upside down every day. There's still a reason to have aspirations, and there's still a reason to get out there and do your best and bring joy to people. So, yeah, there was a lot.
So much. And again, with the Stratford Perth Museum, with many of the family get-togethers happening, there was great crowds last Saturday for Al Simmons.
Oh, my gosh, Al Simmons, another one of my childhood heroes. I couldn't believe that we actually managed to get him to come here. That was, I couldn't stop laughing or smiling or crying from joy that whole show, particularly when he had a device on stage that was prompting some cues through speakers, and it went dead because it overheated in the sun. And somehow he miraculously, while somebody gave him an ice pack to cool the device down, somehow for the next 10, 12 minutes, he miraculously pivoted himself and managed to keep the kids entertained while his tech was booted back up.
Oh, my gosh. There you go. The show must go on. It's live performances, live music at its finest. There you go. Again, with Stratford Summer Music, celebrating a wonderful 25th season. It was just absolutely terrific once again. And it's an example of how the world comes to Stratford for something like this, Mark.
I think you're right. I think, you know, we've seen, since I've joined the organization, you know, 7, 8 years ago, we've seen an uptick in our public support from the Stratford area, but we've also seen an uptick of people coming from a larger radius. I mean, we do track this through ticket sales, so, you know, I could tell you, oh, we've got people coming from Vermont and from Illinois, and that's true, but the number of people coming from outside of southwestern Ontario, it is getting bigger and bigger, whether they're from different parts of the U.S., like we saw this summer, or people from Ottawa region, Montreal, obviously Toronto, London, and KW, you know, those are big feeders for us. But yeah, we're loving that, and we're hoping to continue to expand that as we move into the next 25 years.
Well, I'm sure you will. So again, congratulations on another wonderful season, and we continue to celebrate, though, because we have a big event coming up in September, Mark.
Yes, September 11th, we've got Mariachis and Margaritas, formerly known as Fiddles and Food Trucks. This is one of our big events of the year for fundraising. We've got the Viva Mexico Mariachi Band, who was with us before at SSM and such a huge hit. They were sold out. We had a waiting list of about 80 people trying to get in for that concert. So they're back to celebrate with us out at the Ritzma Farm. You can find more information about that at StraffordSummerMusic.ca. And of course, with that ticket price, we get lots of music. You'll have some food. You'll have margaritas, obviously. Basically, a last chance of saying goodbye to the summer. And then after that, we've got some other fall programming we're announcing today at the Jobsite Brewery, and also our first kick of the can of doing something inside Lazaritas Hall at the new Tom Patterson.
Oh, how exciting. Some more details about that coming up. And as you mentioned, yeah, it's been great, the Stratford summer music season, but it's really expanded now, if you will, with all these other pop-up events.
We're trying to do as much as we can throughout the year, because we notice that people are particularly once the theater closes down or slows down, we're noticing that people really want to have something to bring them together as a crowd and to enjoy, particularly in our case, music. So since the last two or three years, our shall we call them winter events, although we're talking this right now about fall events, fall and winter events, they have been successful, and we're going to continue doing that for the next several years. It's just part of the redesign of SSM and just making us even more a part of the community year-round.
All right. Well, take a breather, Mark. Well-deserved for you and everyone involved with Stratford Summer Music, for Crystal and all the fine staff and all the volunteers, we should mention, that help put something like this together, for sure.
Thank you. And actually, a big shout-out to Crystal, as you say, Crystal Spicer, our executive director, and Luann, who does an amazing job of being our head volunteer. She really corrals them well. And it was just a really great joie de vivre. There were no real kind of upset days where anything really went the wrong direction for us. So it was pretty celebratory from the get-go.
Yeah, what a 25th season. Fantastic. Stratford Summer Music. Again, for more events coming up, you can go to StraffordSummerMusic.ca. Mark Fuhrer. Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jamie.